It is time now for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm John Chaney.
Hey, John, where are you calling from?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston, South Carolina. We are actually going to Charleston, South Carolina in the spring. We're very excited about that.
Mm-hmm. We're excited to have you.
When we are in Charleston, what should we do there?
We got a lot of good restaurants.
Good restaurants. Yeah.
Good food.
Oh, yeah, good food. Any is like a favorite activity that Charlestonians like to do besides eating?
Drinking.
Okay. We'll make some time for that. John, welcome to the show. You're going to play the game where you have to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is John's topic?
So, little Oedipus, what are you going to be when you grow up?
Growing up in the shadow of a famous parent can put loads of pressure on a child. But this week we learned about one such child of a celebrity emerging to forge their own identity. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of offspring springing off on their own. Choose the real story, you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. You ready to play?
Yep.
All right. Let's hear first from Luke Burbank.
Billy Blanks Jr. grew up with all the amenities and perks you'd expect for a kid whose dad invented Tybo, the revolutionary total body fitness system. But at some point, Billy Jr. was forced to ask himself, what's my contribution to the world? And then it hit him. He'd forge his own name by inventing a questionable workout system and selling it on late night television. And thus Cardioki was born. Combining cardio, body sculpting, and the singing of karaoke, Cardioki relies on the same principle that the military uses when it has its recruits chant during exercises. Blanks Jr. insists that his DVD program is just the thing to help get people of all fitness levels to build their stamina and lose those inches. Just make sure you've consulted a doctor and a musicologist before attempting any workout program that requires the singing of I Will Always Love You, because it gets really high at the end.
Cardioki, the new late-night exercise fad from Billy Blanks Jr. Your next story of a child making their own way comes from Roxanne Roberts.
After years of avoiding anything related to Gilligan's Island, Caprice Chase has finally embraced her inner Ginger. The daughter of actress Tina Louise, who played this sexy movie star on the iconic sitcom, is a pastry chef who opened a bakery in Brooklyn last year as Ginger's Bread. Caprice dyed her own hair red and always wears a tight gold dress behind the counter. Everything on the menu contains ginger, gingerbread, ginger ice cream, ginger tea, and the house specialty, a brown sugar island with gingerbread huts, spearmint palm trees, and sugar figures of Gilligan, Marianne, the professor, and the rest of the gang. She's even convinced her reclusive 75-year-old mother to sign autographs at the shop every Friday, yes, for a three-hour tour.
It's gingerific. Tina Louise's daughter opens a ginger-themed bakery, and your last story of celebrity spawn comes from Paula Poundstone.
TSA employee Tom Wilson is both the star and creator of a training film and program that he hopes the TSA will utilize, which features Mr. Wilson as a comical and oddly familiar TSA supervisor admonishing his trainees not to squeeze the travelers during the pat-downs. Mr. Wilson's father, Dick Wilson, was better known as Mr. Whipple, the grocery store manager in the Charmin toilet paper commercials, who was forever busting gaggles of women, clogging the aisles, and damaging the merchandise by standing around squeezing packages of the irresistibly soft Charmin. My father left behind a legacy that I believe can be just what the TSA and the traveling public need right now, says Mr. Wilson. People think we want to touch them and probe them and look at them naked. And we don't. It's just a job that we are very lucky to have. I think my training film can go a long ways towards relieving some of the tension. It is serious, but it is also entertaining. My father would have liked that.
All righty then. One of these children of a real-life celebrity has their own career. Is it from Luke Burbank, Billy Blanks Jr. doing his own exercise craze, Cardioki? From Roxanne Roberts, the daughter of Tina Louise, known as Ginger on Gilligan's Island, opening a ginger-themed shop. Or from Paula Poundstone, Mr. Whipple's son, now a TSA agent, doing films demonstrating how people should not squeeze those packages. Which of these is the real story of a celebrity offspring?
I'm going to have to go with Gilligan's Island.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go with Roxanne's story of Tina Louise's daughter and her ginger-themed shop.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we were fortunate enough to get this celebrity junior on the phone.
People love to sing. People love to dance. There are people who sing karaoke who shouldn't be singing, but they just have fun.
That was Billy Blanks Jr., the creator of Cardioke. I'm sorry to say, this is. I'm sorry for two reasons. I'm sorry you didn't win. I'm also sorry we cannot visit. We cannot visit the Ginger Shop in Brooklyn, because that would have been great. You did earn a point for Roxanne, though, who's very happy about it, as she always is. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.